My guest is actor Werner Klemperer. He became famous for his portrayal of Colonel Klink in the TV sitcom Hogan's Heroes. Klemperer played the bumbling Nazi commander of a prisoner of war camp during World War II. Now Klemperer is co-starring as a Jew during the rise of the Nazis in Berlin in a revival of the musical Cabaret. It's headed for Broadway, and like the original production, it stars Joel Grey.
Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome, fremde, étranger, stranger.
Cabaret was first staged in 1966 and was adapted into a film in 1972. In the theater revival, Klemperer plays Herr Schultz, an aging Jewish man in love with his Gentile landlady. This storyline was cut from the film. Klemperer grew up in Berlin, where Cabaret is set. His father was the Jewish-born orchestra conductor Otto Klemperer. The family fled Germany in 1933 and eventually settled in Los Angeles. I asked Werner Klemperer if audiences who know him as Colonel Klink will be surprised by his performance in Cabaret.
Well, I think I certainly am showing a different side of me as opposed to Colonel Klink in Hogan's Heroes, and in some ways a different side of me with some of the rather harsh and villainous parts I've played, but I don't think it's something that's that foreign to me. It's a great joy to do it because the part is truly sympathetic, and an actor always loves to do that. And also, I had a chance to sing, which is not my specialty, although I've done a little of it. And for me to have an opportunity to work on Broadway, also singing meant something to me.
I really enjoyed your singing very much, and you seem to really sing from the heart. And I also
That's so nice of you to say, because I have great, I don't feel very secure about that part of my work, because that's not, you know, what I've done so much. And I'm glad to hear somebody tells me it was good.
You lived in Germany during the period that Cabaret is set, and your family fled Germany after Hitler was elected chancellor. Is this a very personal role for you?
I give you one example, and that might make it clear to you. In this show, as you remember, in the last scene that I'm involved in, when I say goodbye to the younger couple and tell them that I am moving from one apartment to another to be further away from Fräulein Schneider, the woman that has decided not to marry me, I mention the name of a place, a square in Berlin, where this apartment is that I'm going to. Well, I hate to tell you this, but it's the truth. Our family lived 200 yards away from that place. And every time I have to say that name of that place, I have shivers up and down my spine, because I had to go through that square to go to school every morning. I went to grammar school at that time. So that brings everything very much into focus for me.
Do you have memories of Hitler coming to power? Do you
Yes, I have memories as a child about the excitement of the city, about some of the young SA men running around the street, throwing bricks into Jewish stores and creating turmoil everywhere, and the police having fights with them, and that sort of thing. I have those kind of images, but nothing more than that, really.
So you were really very young when your family fled the country, and you couldn't really understand the political ramifications and the
well, I understood
religious ramifications of what was happening.
To some degree, because my father and mother made sure that we children were kept somewhat knowledgeable about what was happening, but I didn't really realize the heaviness of the situation. The interesting part is, you know, that many of our friends and acquaintances, many of the Jewish faith, didn't think, as many German Jews did not think, that this was going to last, this was going to be a passing phase, as the character that I play says. And they just sort of put blinders on and said, this is ridiculous, there'll be another regime soon and everything will be fine and I must stay with my country. And that, of course, the rest is history.
So you and your family moved to Los Angeles.
Well, eventually. We were in Vienna, Austria for a couple of years, but then we moved to Los Angeles because my dad was offered the post of the Los Angeles Philharmonic.
We had talked before about, I had mentioned how much I enjoyed your singing.
Making my day. Just keep saying that.
Did you sing a lot when you were young? I'm thinking, you know, it's an obvious thing to think about that with your father being a great conductor.
I've never had a singing lesson in my life, but I have appeared as an actor, singer in a couple of other musicals, and, you know, I've done a little singing, and I do it, but it's not... I really don't treat it as something that, you know, I have to really work on, and I don't want to, because I think if I don't think about any technique or anything like that and just let it come from the inside, it's going to come all right, you know, and be okay.
If my father were a famous conductor, I'd be afraid to sing unless I thought I was singing absolutely brilliantly, because there'd be so much to measure up to.
Well, I would suspect that if my father were alive today and he were coming to see this performance, I'd have a certain sense of nervousness too.
Right. I'm listening to your voice, and you don't really sound like you have much of a German accent. I guess you move
well,
young enough to...
Well, I work... It depends on how I concentrate. Now, I'm not... I'm reasonably relaxed with you, and I am trying to just speak as straight as I can. There are times when it creeps in more. There are other times when I can lose it completely if I really have to force myself.
For a man with a German accent, were your roles at the beginning of your career limited?
Stereotyped. But then it changed. And also you have to remember, if you in this business, particularly in the motion picture and film industry, if you have an accent, they give you foreign roles, not necessarily of one country. And you just change a little bit, change the accent a little bit, so I could play. I've played Frenchmen. I played villains in almost any country you want to think of. You know, before Hogan's Heroes, I used to be a lot in television. Nobody knew my name, but I played heavies all over the place.
When you were first offered the role of Colonel Klink in Hogan's Heroes, what did you think of this idea for a TV series?
Well,
a sitcom
let me explain to you. When I was offered this role, I wasn't offered it in the first place. I was just called to meet with a producer, and my agent, I'll never forget this if I live to be 1,000 years old, called me up and said, I have an interview for you for a half-hour show in which they are looking for the commandant of a POW camp in World War II. I said, fine. That's all he said. He never mentioned comedy. And I'd been playing some of those kind of roles straight and serious. So I went to the interview, met the producer, sat down and talked to him, and he said, you know, this is a comedy. And I thought for a minute the guy was, you know, kidding me. And then he shoved some pieces of paper in front of me that was a couple of scenes that had been written already for the pilot. And I looked at it, and it began to look quite clever, and I began to be more interested. The material was very persuasive because it was very cleverly done, and it was very satirical, and it appealed to me. I made one, when they offered me the role, I made one stipulation to the producer. I said, if in any of the segments the character of Colonel Klink wins out in the end, I will not be with this show anymore. And that was the end of that. Well, he never won out anyway. It wasn't written that way.
You said before that you usually performed in the role of the heavy.
Yes.
You played a lot of villain roles during your career.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Why were you cast as villain so much?
I don't know. I guess I have one of those faces. I don't know. I really can't tell you that. It just started. And then, of course, if something starts and you do it in Hollywood, they grab onto it, you know. And I was just the heavy a lot.
Well, I really feel that seeing you in Cabaret has introduced me to a new side of you as a performer. How do you expect that this production is going to change your career?
Well, I have no idea how it's going to change my career, and I think my career has been reasonably, to me, satisfactory. Everything I do, however different it is meaningful to me, and I look at it as a new challenge that I like to deal with, fulfill if I can, and get on to the next thing. So I don't think so much about what will it add to my career, because for me, a job is a job is a job.
Werner Klemperer plays Herr Schultz in the new production of the musical Cabaret. Cabaret is currently in San Francisco until June 14th. The tour continues to Los Angeles, Costa Mesa, California, and Houston before arriving on Broadway in October. This is Fresh Air.